Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got two topics here. Ideally, we were going a full hour with Chipper, but Chipper is a busy, busy man, and some stuff happens, and we thank Chip for coming in studio. We'll do that more, and obviously Chip is a regular on the show and has been for years. If you're suffering from CTE, you're concussed, and you think days like this are better than, let's say, 95 in humid, I want you to text me or call me and try to offer me an explanation. Because how many days do we have when it's 95, 96, and it's really humid?
Maybe a couple.
That's Maybe. The truth.
Often not any during a summer.
We have sometimes 6, 7, 8, 90-degree days, but not humid. Okay? This is not 90. And by the way, a few texts like, this is 102. No. I don't relish. I don't love. I don't say, wow, I'm hoping it's mid-90s and it's humid. But you know what I can do? I can go outside.
You can do that.
You
can go inside.
I can do both, actually. But I don't go for long bike rides, but I can do it. I can go in a pool.
You could do that.
I could go on a boat. I could play golf. I could go get the mail, which I do once every couple weeks. This, you're running to wherever you're going and thinking, I'm losing the will to live.
Yes. This is the, the ski hills closed. Sorry, it's too cold. You're not allowed to come out and play because it's too dangerous.
Your dog is looking at you and saying, just this one time, can I poop in the house?
I'll do it on the tile, I promise.
Yeah, you tell me. You don't want to go outside? I don't want to go outside. Neighbor Bill. I saw Neighbor Bill with his pooch yesterday. Neighbor Bill normally goes on these long, long walks. Neighbor Bill went about to my house and turned around, and I just opened the door briefly. Dog commitment. And he's like, this is awful. And he starts asking me questions. I'm like, let's talk later. I'm not talking a lot right now.
I made it a half mile with my guy. I was very proud of him. He understood the mission.
He wasn't proud of you.
No, he understood the mission. He said, you know what? I've got to get around. I've got to do my business. But this isn't a sniff day, Dad. Take me around and we'll do it quick.
He should have done it right away. He's older, so maybe it's not as easy.
Take his time.
Yeah. What's wrong with you people? Honestly, who can defend this over 95? Run through a sprinkler. Get one of those little spritz cans with I brought it out to the fair that one day. What do we got? We got a little, like a fan on it.
The fan, the sprayer.
And the sprayer. They cost like $3.
Yeah, just get a little mister. Get it, a little kiddie pool. You sit there. You have your feet in the pool.
What
you
is
got
a kiddie?
The mister.
What does a kiddie pool cost?
$10.
$10.
Little plastic.
Get a kiddie pool and lay in there.
Yes.
And listen to your favorite radio show, the Chad Hartman Show podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, you see a friend, and he's struggling outside, and you think, how good of friends am I with that guy? Can he make it, or do I really need to help?
Well, I think what you do...
If it's 95, you go get that guy.
Of course you do. I think what you do in this kind of weather is you go out and say, you know what? I'd like to lighten your mood. And then you take a cup of water, and you throw it in the air, and you watch it freeze before it hits the ground. I don't know if you've heard that can be done.
Never.
Or you
never.
Take a banana.
Yeah, apparently it's a hammer. You know what you say to the guy? Go, fight hard. Fight hard.
I'm calling for you.
I'll be right here. Whereas in the summer, you're sweating a little bit. You're like, God, seriously, did I have to do this? And then you walk back, and you go inside, and you're like, you're my guy. When you see that first letter, you're like, you know, I'll do the eulogy. I got you. Good funeral. All right, so either text in, call in. We're right. Because hot summer is so much better than this. And then it's still going on. I mean, it's very interesting, all the people you see together, right? And which right. tables they're at. Like Carter was texting me. Emmer's at a table with Tim Cook and Sam Alito. That's a pretty good. Yeah. I mean, the House Majority Whip, the leader of Apple.
Yeah, we got Elon, Bezos, Zuckerberg, RFK's in the back. They're all just standing, hanging out with each other right now.
Look at RFK Jr. eyeing Lauren Sanchez. And what part of Lauren Sanchez he's eyeing, because Lauren has brought out the cleavage today. Lauren likes to show off the cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
She did not disappoint today.
That's could be some expensive cleavage, okay?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I'm not against cleavage. It might have been an event where you could have covered the boobs up a little bit.
Oh, Mr. Prude, look at you.
I said might have?
I said Mr. Prude. I'm sticking
okay.
with it.
Okay. Do I have to defend how much I enjoy boobs? Because I do. I do. I mean, I'm not personally offended. I'm just thinking maybe. But you do you, Lauren. That's the Lauren persona. Give us a prediction for the next 4 years. Donald Trump, today, I'm giving away all my overrateds, by the way. I'm doing this too quickly. Today, 17 years ago, Breaking Bad made its debut. It's really competitive because you can throw The Sopranos in there, you can throw The Wire in there, and a lot of other shows. But that's the greatest television drama ever. Donald Trump and the presidency might be in the top five also. There's always stuff happening. There's always, so I want a prediction for the next 4 years. I'll give you one from the start. The Trump-Musk breakup is not going to happen as fast as people think.
Doesn't seem like it from what we saw over the weekend.
I think it's going to last longer than I thought it would have a couple months ago.
Do you think it'll happen within 4 years?
Yes.
You think Elon will be out of Doge? Doge.
Well, supposedly he's now getting an office somewhere in the White House. Now, that could lead to the breakup because I would assume, I also think it's possible Elon thought he was going to be sworn in today as prime minister.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Probably thinks he's got a room in the East Wing.
He probably does. And he might. So I don't think that breakup is going to happen as fast. I'll give you another one. The shock and awe of immigration is going to take a few days. But in the first month, it is by far going to be the biggest story in this country. What Trump is trying to do with immigration. And the battle that's going to take place legally and with cities, more liberal cities, and how they're going to push back. You have a prediction for us for the next 4 years or something?
Let's hit the break now, and I'll come up with some really,
really good ones. Okay. Predictions for the next 4 years, because it appears the afternoon festivities, they're at the lunch now. They're lunching. Have slowed down, but you get plenty of balls tonight. Are you going into the balls?
I got a lot of balls tonight.
I thought you did. A prediction for the next 4 years, and who are these dopes who think this is better than hot winter, and how soon should we send help? 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
A texter pointing out just the position and authority that Amy Klobuchar has had all day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Sitting right between the president and the vice president,
yeah,
at the lunch.
With that responsibility that a member of Congress, and particularly in the Senate, has, Democrat and Republican. I thought her speech was very good. She did the Minnesotan thing. She quoted Dylan. I thought she was good. I saw this was raised by Josh Krasauer, who we used to have on a lot years ago. We should maybe think about that again. Josh is pretty good. Josh is really good, actually. Raised the idea, what if Biden would have picked Klobuchar? If this, if the timing and the dates are all the same, the results are the same, right? Because if she does, if she still epoxies herself to Joe Biden as the VP, do I think she's a better campaigner than Harris? Yeah, I do. But if she would have been the VP and would have distanced herself like Kamala did, I don't think it's different. Let's say this. Let's say Joe gets out in 2022, as this show called for in 2022. Is Donald Trump the president today? So they would have had an open primary, and let's say it's Gretchen Whitmer. Is Donald Trump still the president?
Assuming the last 2 years of the Biden presidency, which then would have been the Harris presidency.
Let's say
relatively similar as far as policies and how things work out.
Well, let's say he stays. He says, I'm not going to run. Okay, put it there.
Okay.
Okay. I think Trump still beats. It gives him a better chance. But considering he won 7-0 in the swing states, it's hard for me to say that even if they have an open primary, that he then loses 4 of those 7.
Yeah, I think if everything was the same as far as the, you know, the way the country went in the last 2 years, you know, quote Carville, it's the economy, stupid.
Yep. Prediction for the next few 4 years, the mega diehards in middle to lower incomes are going to lose a ton. what they relied on in terms of welfare. The farmers who backed them are going to lose, and we'll probably see a farm crisis that raveled the 80s. Didn't happen the first time. I think he's full of it on the tariffs. Now, we should point out that Biden kept a lot of tariffs. So everybody thinks every tariff that he offers up is awful. Well, Joe Biden kept a bunch of them. He's not going to go as far as he's suggesting on the tariffs.
No, he doesn't go as far as anything he suggests for the most part.
Chad, extreme cold is better than extreme heat. We cannot go naked when it's too hot. We can always bundle up against the cold. Ever hear of a snowmobile suit? Yeah. But in everyday life, I'm not putting a snowmobile suit on. And by the way, if you want to go naked in the summer, you do you.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Mayoff's prediction for the next 4 years, another health epidemic that gets blown off and we unnecessarily lose more citizens. Well, if that does happen with RFK Jr. in charge, and he's the number one person who I don't want a part of this administration. Yeah, some of the health stuff's good. Like, we can't have another person who believes in health. Give me a break. It would be a completely different approach. It would be way more all on you. Elon, by the way, speaking to Cap One right now, going cray-cray. That was a borderline. He's doing the heart thing and then extending the arms. If you're watching that with the volume off, that's not really the...
No, that's not good imagery.
That's not good imagery, Elon. I'm not going there with the Nazi thing, but that's going to become a meme very quickly when he's going to the heart and extend the arm out that way. I think we've seen that before. I'm not the Nazi person myself. It's ridiculous, but Elon should be better than that. He shows him wherewithal. The annual White House Easter egg roll will be replaced by a big giant barbecue, including a roasted pig. The annual bunny rabbits will be kicked to the curb. The media and liberal elite will do everything they can to make it look like Donald does a terrible job, when in fact he'll do a great job. Right now, look at Elon. You need to watch Elon. He is doing a lot of gesticulating. He has got a lot of juice in him right here. It's like Howard Dean's back up there. They're all kissing his butt right now. He's got every tech leader there at the events. ABC's settled. CBS is going to settle. The 500 highest rated cable shows last year in the United States of America were all on one network. What network was that?
News Nation.
Fox News.
Baby. Ah, close.
So get out of here with the conservatives don't have a voice. They got every tech person in their pocket right now. And by miles, the most popular show on cable is Fox. Please crown yourself the wimpiest guy in Minnesota. No, I tell the truth. Like, oh, yeah, go out there, buddy. Go out there. Send me a picture of you in the tank top and the shorts out in this. I was out and about yesterday. I did stuff. Ran multiple errands. I'm just saying, of the two.
Very proud of you.
Yeah, I'm very proud. Tough guy. Of the two, give me summer every single time. And I'm whispering like Biden to say goodbye to him. Goodbye to him.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.